Hello, and welcome to another episode of Encouraging Moments with Reverend Sandy B., a monthly podcast with the primary focus of nurturing the mind, body, soul, and spirit through the promises of God and positive affirmations as it relates to everyday life. I'm Reverend Sandy B., your host, and I greet you with Jesus' joy. May the words that I speak be a source of refreshment and encouragement as you travel through your journey of life. Invite your family, friends, neighbors, companions, and co-workers to listen in and let them know it's time to be encouraged. But first, let us pray. Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we ask that you meet us and greet us with your presence wherever we may be, and let us hear and receive a word from you. I pray that the moments of listening will be a source of strength and will enlighten your people to the unlimited love and power of God. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share a word of encouragement with your people, that you might receive all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. It is in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ's name I do pray. Amen. Thank you for taking a bit of your time to listen. And just for a few moments, I want to expound on such a powerful subject today. And I'm so excited to talk about it that I just want to pull out a bullhorn and shout it out to the world. I want you as a listener to know that you are so blessed to possess this great and powerful thing. No one in this entire world had to do anything in advance to gain it or obtain it. There were no prerequisites, and there was nothing required of you or of me. It gives you hope and gives you a reason to always be thankful and grateful. It gives you a reason to celebrate what has been achieved and to rejoice in all that has been accomplished. It allows you to see yourself as a winner and not a loser. And it gives you strength, determination, and motivation. There is nothing that can overtake you or overcome you because you have this undeniable force with you. For those of you who are Star Wars fans, "May the Force be with you" was the infamous phrase used by Jedi. The phrase was used to wish an individual or group good luck or goodwill, one that expressed the speaker's wish that the Force work in the favor of the person being addressed. The phrase was often used as individuals parted ways or in the face of an impending challenge. Similar phrases are known to many of us as a departing blessing, or simply said, God's favor. It is God's grace, mercy, love, and protection that we desire to be with us, which is far from luck. I view luck as being something by chance rather than a deliberate action, meaning that it may or may not happen. But we can rejoice in knowing that this great and powerful thing that I'm speaking about was not given to us by accident or incident. It was not by chance or taking a gamble that we possess this unique power, but it is because of the one who holds the power that we can now walk and operate in this wonder-working power. Which brings me to the word of the day, victory. Victory is defined as the final and complete supremacy and superiority in the battle or war. It is further defined as success in any contest or struggle involving the defeat of an opponent or the overcoming of obstacles. Victory brings a situation or a person under total subjection, resulting in complete control. We soon will be celebrating what I consider one of the most important Christian holidays, known as Easter. Easter commemorates what Jesus Christ did for us by the way of Calvary's cross. Jesus was crucified for the sins of the entire world. He was hung on the cross, shed his blood, died, and rose again on that magnificent third day with all power in his hands. Victory is a priceless gift given to you and me by God that did not cost us a dime. The precious gift is invaluable, and it is like nothing you could ever achieve or receive without the costly price that has been paid. 1 Corinthians 15:57, which is our key verse, states, "But thanks be unto God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We have the victory. We possess the victory, and it has been accomplished in and through Jesus Christ and in him alone. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 states, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, and not a result of works, so that no one may boast." I can rejoice, and you too can rejoice, because we have the victory over sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know about you, but I am so happy that Jesus loves me and that he saved me from sin. And not only did he save me from sin, but from the penalty and the consequences of sin. Romans 3:23 reminds us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I am delighted to share with you that despite our sin and shortcomings, God extends his love, grace, mercy, and forgiveness. For there is no greater love than for one to sacrifice and lay down his life as Jesus did for you and for me. We have been redeemed by the price that was paid. We are saved by the price that was paid. We are healed by the price that was paid. We are delivered by the price that was paid. And we have been set free by the price that was paid. Colossians 2:13-15 states, "You were dead because of your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross." And yes, today, you may face many problems in life, but there is nothing that was not nailed to the cross. There is nothing that can overtake you or overcome you. God has given you the victory. He has given you victory over sin and sickness, victory over deceit and defeat, victory over death and destruction, victory over depression and oppression, victory over corruption and disruption, victory over addiction and affliction, victory over pain, strain, and burdens. For with God, you can overcome it all. Jesus Christ gives us the victory over all the demonic forces and powers of the enemy. And as stated in our key scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:57, we should always give thanks to God because you have given us the victory through Jesus Christ. You can walk in victory knowing that God gives you courage when you're discouraged. You can walk in victory knowing that God gives you strength when you're weak and worn. You can walk in victory knowing that God gives you control when things seem to be out of control. Victory allows you to rise above denial and rejection. Victory allows you to rise above jealousy and judgment. Victory allows you to rise above betrayal and deception. Victory is such an amazing gift from God, because we always have need of many things, and God is always there to provide all of our needs. He gives us hope each and every day in our lives. And thanks be unto God, He is always there to lift us up and to bring us through. And because we have victory through Christ, the provision has already been made. Christ did for us what no other could ever do. Victory is divine victory, and it is through Jesus Christ. God knows what you have need of, and He will continue to fight for you. Deuteronomy 24 states, "For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." Therefore, regardless of the test or the trial or the challenge, you can and will make it. Victory allows you to never give up and never give in. Victory allows you to get up from being down. Victory allows you to gain from your pain. Jesus endured much pain on the cross, and yet He never gave up and He never gave in. For there was so much gain from His pain, which have resulted in the ultimate victory that we have through Him for now and eternity. 1 Peter 3:18 states, "Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but He died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but He was raised to life in the Spirit." There was nothing that could keep Jesus down, and there is nothing that can hold you down and break you down and to keep you down. John 16:33 states, "I have told you all this so that you will have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart, because I have overcome the world." It is God's will and desire for us to be free and to walk in victory through our faith and trust in Jesus. 1 John 5:4 tells us, "For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith." And Galatians 1:4 states, "Jesus gave His life for our sins, just as God our Father planned, in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live." Thanks be unto God for all that He has done for us, because we truly do have the victory. Jesus' love for us is eternal, everlasting, and unconditional. Romans 5:8 states, "But God demonstrates His love, His own love for us, in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." We can rejoice in knowing that it is nothing but the blood of Jesus that saved our souls and makes us whole. I know that God is real, for He lives in my heart and within my soul. Jesus is my everything, and I know that He can be your everything. And if you would like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's as easy as ABC. A, admit you have sinned. B. Believe Jesus died for you. C. Choose to accept his gift of forgiveness. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Don't delay. Do it today. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's waiting with open arms to receive, revive, and restore you. And if you've taken that step today, I invite you to find a local or virtual church to connect with, where the Word of God is preached and taught, that you'll be able to learn and grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and you're invited to visit my website at beencouraged.org for more encouragement and to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform to be notified of new episodes of Encouraging Moments with Reverend Sandy B. In closing, remember, it is through the Word of God and positive affirmations that we are refreshed, revived, and renewed, and we're able to recognize the power we possess in speaking life to ourselves and to others. So let the love and the light of Jesus Christ shine in and through you and throughout the world. Love, joy, peace, power, and hope be with you. I'm Reverend Sandy B., and I want you to be encouraged.